Paul Murphy, spokesman for Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff, says Cody Brown is challenging just the polygamy statute, whereas past challenges have also included other charges. For instance, the last person who took on the state bigamy law was Rodney Holm in 2007, but he was also charged with unlawful sex with a minor.
I've met a lot of people who really like the Brown family. I know people who have watched the show and don't like the Brown family. I know the Browns. They're very nice people. They seem to be very sincere in their religious beliefs, but they are also very well aware that what they're doing is against the law.
Murphy adds the Utah Supreme Court has ruled specifically on bigamy and held that the state has the right to ban it.
Utah has taken an approach that we will charge people with bigamy when it's related to other crimes. Other prosecutors have the right to make their own decisions, and I know that the Utah County Attorney's Office was considering whether or not to charge the Brown family with bigamy. Right now, bigamy is against the law, but the laws have been changing with gay marriage, and so maybe things will change.
The Browns left Utah for Nevada earlier this year after being investigated for potential bigamy charges. Cody Brown discussed the decision to move on TLC.
You ask yourself, what can I do rather than risk having my family taken away from me? Or me taken away from my family?
In a statement about the lawsuit, Brown says, quote, "We only wish to live our private lives according to our beliefs. While we understand that this may be a long struggle in court, it has already been a long struggle for my family and other plural families to end the stereotypes and unfair treatment given consensual polygamy." The Browns' attorney, George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, says they're not demanding the state recognize polygamous marriages, but protesting its right to prosecute people for their private relationships. The complaint will challenge the polygamy ban on 7 separate constitutional grounds. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.